Hurricane Arthur heads for North Carolina.
Heavy winds, heavy rain, rip currents.
Airport security, could Western travelers pose a risk?
It is very difficult to monitor them.
And a Colorado woman arrested
for allegedly supporting terrorists.
Good morning. I'm Peter King with a CBS World News Roundup. Surf's up in North Carolina's Outer Banks. Hurricane Arthur is on its way, and it's washed out 4th of July plans.
There's no good time for a hurricane. This certainly isn't one.
Residents and vacationers have been told to get out. Governor Pat McCrory.
I want to reiterate, don't put your stupid hat on.
Some have already left.
I don't want to take any chances. We've got 6 kids here with us, so we just want to make sure we're home and safe.
Others are staying put.
I'm not moving. I'm not running. A little bit of rain, a little bit of wind, never hurt anybody.
Arthur is not expected to make a direct hit when it hugs the North Carolina coastline late tonight or early tomorrow, but the wind, surf, and storm surge, well, they could be enough to make things dicey. CBS's Jim Crisula is watching.
It's been a red sky at morning here as Hurricane Arthur churns closer and closer. Clouds are building and darkening well offshore. The surf is up, fewer on the beach in the sultry tropical air. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Pine Knoll Shores, North Carolina.
Forecasters say Arthur will head further up the East Coast in Boston. The traditional 4th of July Pops concert and fireworks have been moved up to tonight. Security is being tightened up at airports around the world after concerns that terrorists may be targeting flights headed to the U.S. So where are those threats coming from? We asked CBS News senior national security consultant and former CIA deputy director Michael Morrell.
Foreign fighters who have gone to Syria can travel freely to Western Europe and then to the United States. They either have U.S. passports or they live in European countries where they don't need a visa to come to the United States. So very difficult to track them. You really worry about somebody getting on an airliner with some sort of explosive device.
I'm Larry Miller in London. British Transportation Secretary Patrick McLaughlin says the American warning is being taken seriously.
When we get information, we take the right measures.
Travel expert Simon Calder says to expect closest scrutiny at the gate just before boarding.
If you happen to be of South Asian descent with some interesting passport stamps, then you can expect some particularly close attention.
Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
We're just learning of the arrest of a Colorado woman named Shannon Conley for providing material support to Al-Qaeda and to the Iraqi insurgent group ISIS. We get more of the details live from CBS's Heather Bosch.
Newly released court documents show Conley was arrested April 9th as she walked down the jetway at the Denver airport to a plane bound for Turkey. There, the FBI says, she had planned to join a militant she'd met online and eventually head to Syria to help the Al-Qaeda splinter group ISIS. She told agents she knew that would be illegal. The 19-year-old Muslim convert is charged with conspiring to help a foreign terrorist group, Peter.
Israelis and Palestinians continue their attacks on each other after the deaths of 3 Israeli teenagers and the burial of a Palestinian teen this morning. CBS's Robert Berger is in Jerusalem.
An air raid alert sounded as Palestinian rockets slammed into Israel, prompting Israeli airstrikes on Gaza. Israeli police are also bracing for more riots here in Jerusalem after the kidnap and murder of a Palestinian youth. Relatives say it was a revenge killing by Jewish settlers in response to the abduction and murder of 3 Israeli teenagers. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
June unemployment figures are out. The Commerce Department says the economy created some 288,000 jobs, with unemployment down to 6.1%. PNC senior economist Gus Fauché says most job categories appear to be growing.
We're seeing gains in professional and business services. We're seeing gains in manufacturing. We're seeing gains in construction.
This is Pam Coulter. Some new jobs are coming from an unexpected source, China. One Chinese company is hiring hundreds of workers at a new plant in Wilcox County, home to Alabama's highest unemployment rate. Economic development official George Alford.
I really never thought Wilcox County would be in a world economy, but, you know, we are.
Manufacturing expert Justin Rose says the U.S. has become more competitive.
Labor productivity, energy costs, electricity and natural gas makes it more and more economical to set up production in the United States.
Chinese companies invested a record $14 billion in the U.S. last year.
A night after protesters blocked buses with Central American families who entered the country illegally, a town meeting where Murrieta, California residents gave federal officials an earful all about housing them in detention centers there.
A real handle on what this is costing us out of our pockets. And please, use the word illegal aliens. They came across here illegally.
The meeting was standing room only. Demonstrators from both sides were outside. More buses, more families who snuck over the border in Texas are scheduled to arrive tomorrow. A Northern California wildfire is now 3,800 acres large and threatens homes in a rural section of Napa Valley. Wendy Barron is among 200 homeowners who've evacuated.
Very unnerving when you consider our house is just on the other side of the hill. It is very frightening.
More than 1,000 firefighters are battling the so-called Butts Fire. Federal Trade Commission says Amazon is not doing enough to keep children from making unauthorized purchases through applications on its Kindle tablets. Amazon says its parental controls are more than enough, and if the FTC wants to sue, they're ready. A new book says Alex Rodriguez used performance-enhancing drugs with Major League Baseball's blessings back in 2007 when he won the Most Valuable Player Award. Rodriguez applied for and received a medical exemption. CBS.com Baseball Insider John Heyman.
We can't be sure exactly what the reason is he needed it medically, but that's often the case. It's because you're taking it synthetically when you shouldn't be. We know he was using because we know he failed that test in 2003.
The book Bloodsport was written by two reporters who broke the biotech story that led to Rodriguez's suspension for performance enhancers this season. In Marietta, Georgia, a hearing this afternoon for Justin Ross Harris. He faces murder charges after leaving his 22-month-old son locked inside a hot SUV for 7 hours. Police say he told them he forgot to take his son to daycare. In New Orleans, police say a person of interest has turned himself in after last weekend's shooting. They say Justin Odom is being held on shoplifting and traffic-related charges, none related to the Bourbon Street shooting that wounded several people and killed one. Moscow has blocked many things at the UN. And now the list includes a shot at reality for one of this country's most watched TV shows. Here's CBS's Tom Foti.
Diplomats there say Russia has refused to allow the U.S. TV series House of Cards to film in the U.N. Security Council chamber. The show's producers approached the U.N. and 15 council members were asked whether they would be okay with the use of the chamber when the council was not in session. Diplomats say only the Russians objected. The Washington-based series stars Kevin Spacey as a conniving American politician who apparently will not be shuffling his house of cards at the UN. Tom Foti, CBS News.
In Naples, Florida, jail officials say a man accused of killing his family has refused to shower for the past month. And they say the stench has gotten so bad it's making other inmates sick. Misak Damas also reportedly wants to now be known as COG, as in Child of God. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Peter King, CBS News.